It's time for another edition of the Gaming Gang Extra, Gen Con Raw, sponsored by our good friends at Victory Point Games. On this episode, we're joined by Shelley Massinoble, brand manager for Dungeons & Dragons from Wizards of the Coast. Our Raw series features very little editing or audio modification in order to bring them to you within hours of being recorded on the Gen Con floor. Here are your hosts, Elliot Miller and Jeff McAleer. Elliot and I are in the rather massive Dungeons & Dragons Neverwinter booth. We're actually sitting inside almost a castle setting. We are with Shelley Massinoble, who is the brand manager for Dungeons & Dragons. Are you familiar with that game, Elliot?
I've heard of it. I think it's been around for a while.
Maybe it's like a takeoff of Tunnels and Trolls. I don't know. I don't recall. We're just teasing. How's the con treating you so far?
So far, it's been great. I love the show. I've noticed that this year I'm seeing more and more families here together. I'm noticing it feels like there's even more game shops here that are represented, which I think is a great sign for the industry overall. And, of course, like you said, we're in our Neverwinter Hall of Justice castle, so we have a lot going on for the show for Neverwinter, so that's very exciting for us.
Neverwinter. Now, that is, if I remember correctly, and I'm just reaching back here, isn't that a Forgotten Realms setting from the past?
It's a very popular setting from the past. A lot of people remember Neverwinter very fondly. The goal with this campaign for Neverwinter for us was we wanted to create shared experience for the players with story being at the core. So Neverwinter was selected as that setting because of its very, very rich history. It's got a lot of backstory. It's got a great story presently now trying to rebuild after the spell plague had all but destroyed Neverwinter. Most of the residents have fled, and now there are powerful factions vying for control of Neverwinter. So it really lends itself to our whole heroes needed, come back to Neverwinter, vie for glory campaign. So that's partially what we're doing here at Gen Con with this mass adventure, too.
And if I understand correctly, this is actually going across various platforms. This is a multi-platform launch.
Absolutely, and that's also really exciting because with Neverwinter being at the core of the story for Dungeons & Dragons, we are reaching out into several different mediums, and I think no matter what your interest is in fantasy, there is probably a product here for you. If it's a board game, a comic book, a novel, the campaign setting, in-store play programs, the D&D fortune cards, there's definitely something that will appeal to you.
I don't see any foam swords, though. I was a little upset.
Right out there.
We have them at our desks, actually.
Really?
Yes, we do.
See, I'm wrong.
I remember playing a lot of Neverwinter Nights on the PC.
Sure, yeah.
What do you guys have anything new planned for the PC or video game wise?
Right behind you, actually. I don't know if you noticed this when you came in, but there is a Neverwinter game for Facebook called Heroes of Neverwinter. It's in beta right now. And it's looking really awesome, so I think we'll be all playing it very soon. This is a great thing for, I'm sure none of us have ever used Facebook when we're busy at work.
Book of Faces, what is this called?
So what is this Facebook thing you speak of? But of course, when I am on an official break at work, maybe I want to have 5 minutes just to interact with D&D. This is a great way to do that. And you can just hop on there anytime and have a great D&D experience.
What are some of the other titles or products that you can talk about that is going to be through the Neverwinter line?
So today is officially Neverwinter Game Day. So this is the official kickoff for the Neverwinter campaign. It's a preview of the campaign that comes out on the 16th. So stores all across the world are playing Neverwinter right now. They're creating characters, first time that they've seen them from the campaign setting, and they're having an all-day event. There's really awesome goodie bags that are also being given away to participants. I know that's what's exciting to me.
Free stuff?
Yeah.
Yes, I like free stuff.
Where's the line?
I know. Tell me about it. I don't even have a goodie bag, but I saw them. They look good. So what you can do with Game Day today is the character that you create, you can then take to D&D Encounters, which starts on the 10th of August. That's our in-store play program that every Wednesday. There's a game hopefully near you at a game shop. So you can take that character that you made today, play it for throughout the whole Neverwinter season, which goes all the way into November. That's called the Lost Crown of Neverwinter. So that's another way to interact with it. We also have a new in-store program that starts September 1st. This is probably for the more tactically minded, strategic player that really wants to get in there, have a really great, difficult challenge, Maybe you don't get too attached to your character. That's probably a good thing. When we play-tested this in the office, my character was dead in 17 minutes. That's a new record for me.
It's kind of a Call of Cthulhu-like numbers there.
Yeah, it took me longer to make that character than to play that character. So for someone like me, I was devastated and took my character sheet and wham, not coming back. And then like an hour later, I was like, I'm going back. I'm doing this again. So we think that players are going to want to, should they fail at the challenge, they're going to come back again. They're going to regroup, re-strategize. There's ways for the dungeon master to change the adventure just slightly so that you may think you know everything going into it the second, third, fourth time. You may not. So that's going to start on September 1st. I think players are really going to love it. It's even a fun game to watch, even if you're not playing, just because it's ridiculously challenging.
Being the brand manager for Dungeons & Dragons, and I'll be very, very upfront and very honest, I am ignorant of Dungeons & Dragons since probably the old first release of the Player's Handbook, Dungeon Master's Guide. I mean, we're talking like, what is it considered? First edition Advanced Dungeons & Dragons?
Probably, yeah.
My understanding as far as what the fourth edition has become, once again, have not played it, have not seen the rule books, anything like that. This is just the buzz that I've received, is the role-playing has been kind of removed from the game. The story has been removed. We're huge fans of story in role-playing. We were never hack and slash kind of players. So do you think that the fourth edition of Dungeons & Dragons is getting an unfair knock from some people as a World of Warcraft on the tabletop sort of game? How would you, like, rebut that? What would you tell someone who goes, oh, that fourth edition, that's just World of Warcraft role-playing?
I would say, you're an elf. Like, how is that not role-playing? What? I never understood.
I'm actually fairly tall. I'm not an elf.
Well, see, you're role-playing right there. I think that the game can be whatever you want to make it be. I've played 4th edition with people who were really into the role-playing aspect. And when I sat down at the table, the group that I originally played with was more into, like, let's just kill stuff. We don't care about your skill challenges. We don't care about you NPCs. We're just going through town and we're just killing things. But then I played with these other people. It was still the same 4th edition, and they were really into the role-playing. To the point where I was like, I actually don't know how to talk to an NPC. I don't really have a good diplomacy on purpose because I don't want to talk to NPCs. I just like to stand in the background and look menacing. But it was great fun. It was a totally different experience, but yet with the same game. So I think it depends on your group. You can have as much role-playing as you want. You can have as much combat as you want. You can customize it any way you want. It depends on your dungeon master, too. As far as the story, I think that Neverwinter is a great example of how we are really focused on story. I mean, the Neverwinter story spans through 9 to 10 different products this year, so there's definitely an emphasis on that, and you can customize, again, your game at any level that you want. If you just want the role-playing game experience, you can just have that, but if you want to enhance it a little more, then you can read the novels by Ari Salvatore, because they all kind of intertwine together.
I know you came out with the D&D Essentials line, right? That was kind of a streamlined way to get back into D&D, because I know a lot of people like us left and then came back to D&D, or there's all these new players. And what was the whole purpose of the D&D Essentials line, and how does it compare to actual 4th edition?
Well, it's compatible with 4th edition, and like you said, it's a way that is meant to make the barrier to entry to Dungeons & Dragons easier for a new player. You can just pick up one of the Heroes of the Fallen Lands book or Heroes of the Forgotten Kingdoms. It's the very iconic characters that people recognize from D&D. It's very easy to roll up a character just using that book. I mean, people like, I'm very dependent on the character builder anymore. When I played 3.5, and I remember rolling up a character I might as well have been back in 7th grade algebra. Like, what are we doing now? Like, this is so, why am I?
I'm so bored.
It took forever, it felt like. And I had somebody helping me do it. So I challenged myself to pick up one of the Heroes books for Essentials. I'm like, I'm going to try to roll up this character. I made one error, but for the most part, I did it in like 10 minutes. Like, so it's meant to be that kind of experience. If you're new to the game, don't be intimidated by it. This is a great way to be introduced to it. There's also a great way for retailers to understand which products they should always have in their store. They should always be carrying, because, you know, we put out a lot of books, and
You do? Really?
We actually do, yes. So we wanted to make it easier also for retailers to merchandise and to just know, like, for my D&D audience, these are great products to have all the time in the shelf. You know, I don't know if you are familiar with the Monster Vault and the Dungeon Masters kit that were part of the Essentials line.
I've seen them.
I'll be honest. I don't know about yourself, Elliot, and we'll be very honest and upfront.
Well,
I mean... Yeah, we are. We're not here to present ourselves as, you know, gaming experts, even though we have loads and loads and years of experience. I have not seen the inside of a D&D or AD&D book in 20 plus years. Elliot, what about you?
The kids have been playing D&D for a long time. My kids are now, well, they're 20 on down, you know. Yeah. Well, thank you.
He was an 8-year-old father. It was weird. Yeah, it was very bizarre in grammar school.
So they actually picked up the independent of me. They started playing D&D on their own. Yeah, it must have been. And so they really started enjoying it. And then we all like ended up with copies of Neverwinter Nights, and we're all on our PCs in the house, scattered around the house playing Neverwinter Nights, you know. But I've got copies of all the recent D&D.
Well, do you have 4th edition or is it 3.5?
No, I've got 4th edition. I mean, I haven't run it, or I was never a big DM anyway. I was more of a player.
Yeah.
He was the guy who ran stuff. Yeah.
I've never actually used that term. I always preferred referee because simply... Because I would run different things.
Call, always had this whistle.
Yes, exactly.
I didn't know.
Yeah, and I wore my zebra stripes. Yes, the whole thing.
And they kept asking me to run stuff for them, but it was hard, you know. And I haven't tried the Essentials line, but
you should. It's meant to also be for people who maybe were a little intimidated to run a game, or you don't have everything that you need to run a game. There's a lot of perception that to be a dungeon master, you need to, like, you know, lug around a wagon full of minis and tiles and everything. And you've played D&D back in first edition, so you know it.
I've run role-playing games for 30 years, and to be very honest, I never used a keeper's screen. Never had to... If the story was going in a direction I wasn't positive what the exact encounter or whatever would be, I just wung it, because why would I stop the action, open a book to look something up?
On for a minute. See, that's the beauty of D&D, which I learned being a dungeon master. I tried. It intimidated me too, but once I realized, oh, I can just totally make stuff up. Like, it's my adventure here. These people are just playing in it, and I just want everyone to have a good time, and they just want to have a good time. Yeah, you can make things up. That's no problem. But the Essentials products, the Dungeon Master's Kit and the Monster Vault, are meant to just make that an easy open-the-box experience for you. It's got everything you need. It's got the maps, it's got the tiles, it's got the books, it's got monster books in there. It teaches you how to put an adventure together. Everything you need, so that experience, hopefully, if you wanted to DM for your kids, would be a little bit less daunting for you.
Okay.
If you're scared, say you're scared.
it was just hard.
No, I know. It can be intimidating, of course, obviously, because I think part of it is Elliot can't tell you what he had for lunch yesterday, but he can tell you about games that we played 20 years ago. And I'm sure that his kids have heard these stories of these great games that he was involved in over
Not
the years.
That story again.
Thanks a lot. I got to go to the bathroom, Dad. Hold that thought. And then, of course, now they're sitting there going, okay, now my father's going to provide that kind of experience to me. And I could see that being intimidating.
Now, there's also some new R.A. Salvatore books coming out along with the line. I can see it right there.
Here you are.
Exactly. They're right there. I can see the backs of them.
Yeah.
So, actually, what's coming out book-wise?
Yes. So we have the Gauntle Grimm, which is R.A. Salvatore's book one in the Neverwinter Saga, just came out in paperback in July, if you're a paperback reader versus the hardcover readers. In October 4th, is Neverwinter. It's the Neverwinter Saga book two that is also by R.A. Salvatore. And he has co-written a comic book published by IDW with his son Gino. That's Legend of Dritz Neverwinter Tales, and that comes out later this month. It's going to be a 5-part series.
Are there any audiobook editions of the novels, either in the planning stages or the first volume?
Yeah, that's definitely something that we want to get more into. That's something that our licensing group takes care of.
Heard it here first, folks. Really, because a lot of people have gotten into, because we're all so busy all the time. And if you're a reader, you don't want to miss out on that experience. And even though audiobooks doesn't really replace reading the book, you still get most of the flavor of the book.
Well, it's true, because now I used to read all the time. Now, when I, you know, hit the bed and I read before I go to, it's like 5 minutes, I'm asleep. I'm much more likely now to listen to an audiobook.
You have to commute and you have a lot of traffic like we do. Yeah, it's a great place.
I'm not sure if this Baldur's Gate, okay, do you remember Baldur's Gate?
Hearing of tales of Baldur's Gate, yes. Yes.
That was my son's favorite series of all time, the Baldur's Gate series. Not only the PC games and the books and... Oh, yes. Big time. I mean, he's 24 now. And he still goes back and talks about, you know, Baldur's Gate. Him and my nephew, who's like 21.
See, it's genetic.
Is there any re-release plans for any of Baldur's Gate 2?
I would never say never, but in the near future, I don't think there's any. But I know that you're not the only, or your son is not the only one who remembers that very fondly. So you never know. Yeah, you never know.
Okay, Bri, well, sorry, soon, maybe, someday.
He tried. He was slipping her a five, but just nothing happened. Shelley, is there anything else about the Neverwinter massive release or anything else that's kind of cooking, bubbling on the stove as far as Dungeons & Dragons that you'd like to talk about?
Well, if you are interested in winning a trip to Hawaii, there's a contest that is starting tomorrow, actually, a Neverwinter contest. It's called Guide to Neverwinter, and we ask that you explore all of the different offerings of the Neverwinter products, answer a trivia question about each of them, and if you answer correctly, you'll be entered into a trip for two to Hawaii, which is like Neverwinter, if you think about it.
Yeah, because it's Neverwinter. It's 82 degrees every single day with a little bit of rain.
So it's very, and they have volcanoes. There's volcanoes in Neverwinter. We researched this. We really did. So, yeah, it's no coincidence. So that contest will start tomorrow. You can find out information on DungeonsandDragons.com. And we look forward to seeing you in Hawaii, maybe.
I go all the time anyway, but, you know, that's why I was like, oh, trip to Hawaii. Oh,
I drive there every once in a while, you know.
Yeah, I take the train, actually.
Yeah, well, for those of us that live in Seattle, it would be very exciting to actually see sunshine, to see my shadow once again.
There you go.
Yes, it would be amazing.
Anything else about the D&D line that is kind of popping around that maybe we should make sure our visitors and listeners know about?
That now is a great time to, if you haven't played D&D in a while, or if you're still playing D&D, this is a very exciting time for you, being that it's Neverwinter. It's all about story. It's all about exploring Neverwinter, being a hero. So come join us in our quest for glory. And you guys need to choose a faction here for Gen Con.
I belong to my own faction. I'm a faction of one.
New Neverwinter. That's the faction that you want to belong to. I vie for honor.
Thank you very much, Shelley Massanoble, for joining us today. We really appreciate it. To be very honest, we haven't heard much about D&D and things like that. It's not something that we've had an opportunity to talk to people about, so we really do appreciate you sharing all the excitement about the Neverwinter release.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you guys stopping by. I know it's a busy show for you. So anytime you want to talk about D&D, call me.
Cool deal. Thank you. Enjoy the con.
Thank you.
There you have it. Thanks again to Shelley for taking time away from a busy day with Wizards of the Coast's D&D line to join us, and a big thanks to our friends at Victory Point Games, where the game plays the thing. Stay tuned for more Gen Con action, and be sure to join Elliot and I for our next regularly scheduled show.